Hi guys, Grace Rizza here. I'm very, very, very excited because I am going to meet some new friends and I'm going to attend Smile Syllabus this week. I always fix my hair on camera. It's a really bad habit. Should probably do that before I hit record. Anyways, I'm really excited because I'm going to have some fun and I'm going to sit in on some very advanced clinical information, and I'm not a clinical person. Anyone who knows me knows I'm more of like a nightmare patient. I'm someone who's very fearful, and I, have been known to pass out at the sight of blood and stuff. So this should be a really interesting next couple days. But I get asked all the time if I'm dental specific and truly dental specific. And the best way that I could sum that up is that once I had a little bit of working experience in sales, my first job out of college was at a dental practice. And I was doing marketing. I was always doing marketing. My educational background is in marketing, but I've always been in the dental field, and it's always been my passion. And some people don't know that I worked in a dental practice. I was there for almost 2 years. It gave me a really great foundation. I'm very grateful that I had that opportunity. A big part of my foundation was learning how the team operates together, the obstacles that you struggle with on a daily basis, both with cancellations and getting reimbursed and all these different things. And it just helps me as a marketing person to do better at my job. So one of the things that I've been personally committed to is continuing education, and not just in marketing. Obviously marketing is my passion. So for me, I'm constantly reading about different and new marketing ideas and coming up with stuff on my own and brainstorming with my team, but also attending clinical courses and attending CE in the dental industry has been just amazing for me, because if your marketing person understands what it is that you're doing, not to the point where I could do it myself and it's not my whole focus, but understands at least enough to know what you can and can't say and truly understand the different procedures and the different service offerings that are out there, it just makes us that much better at our job. So I go to these different events. I learn everything that I can. Hi, Susie. How are you? Hi, Dana. Hi, Wilma. Hi, Elijah. So I go, I learn everything that I can because it just makes me that much better at my job. And then I come back and I have weekly training sessions with my team. And some of the things that we talk about are, what do all the initials after the doctor's name stand for, and what's the difference, and how do they get these credentials, and the little things like that you would think that people just know, and they don't. So that to me is very important. And if you don't have a person doing your marketing that is dental specific, how are they going to write content for you? How are they going to write copy for you and know that what they're saying is both correct and legal? So sometimes you can't say certain things in certain states. And there's no way to really learn that unless you fully immerse yourself in one industry. And so that's a big part of why I went into dental marketing almost exclusively. I do also work with a handful of dental consultants and dental speakers and just dental people. Of course, I've got the occasional friend of a friend who's a concrete contractor or a real estate agent or a chiropractor, and it's not that hard to take what we've learned in dental and apply it to other niches. But it's really never been my focus. It's always been through referral only, and I would say less than 5% of my business is outside of dental. So, just a fun kind of thing, just an FYI and something to think about is how can you stay immersed? And if you're a dental consultant, obviously, how can you stay immersed in what's going on in dentistry? And then just be aware, a lot of marketing companies out there claim to be dental, but then don't really have any true background or training in the profession. And so they go to write your website and it ends up taking a year to get completed because they don't know what, you know, how to talk about different things that you do. So I hope this is helpful, and I hope I don't pass out in the next couple days at this course. I'm going to Smile Syllabus. I'm really excited. And I'll report back next week, and I hope you guys have a great day.